5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is the Soft Rock Show with Jeff Dorsett and Andy Shepherd.
Can't stop, keep rocking, kid.
And it's Simon Dupree and the Big Sound and Gentle Giant special coming at you from Express FM 93.7. Let's go back to a hit in November of 1967. Good evening. We'll be talking to Phil Schumann after this. That's quite circa 1967, November 1967. It was the song that brought the public to Simon Dupree and the Big Sound, the biggest thing that ever happened in Portsmouth. Very good evening to Phil Schumann.
Hello.
Hello. How are you, Jeff? Pretty good. How's yourself?
Average.
No. Right. Let's talk through, on Kites there, who were the band? I mean, I've got a picture here with a few bits, but just tell me who was in the band at the time of Kites.
Right. Well, you can hear Derek singing. It's my brother.
Yeah.
He was the eponymous Simon Dupree, if you like. You know?
Yeah.
And Ray, okay. My brother Ray, was a guitar player, and he was playing also in that. Vibes. We shared vibes and the xylophone between us, the clinking noises, you know.
Super.
And that was Ray Shulman. And Pete O'Flaherty,
mm-hmm.
a lad who is from Gosport on bass.
Right.
Tony Ransley,
mm-hmm.
another Gosport lad on drums. And Eric Hine was the keyboard player
right.
in the band, playing Mellotron, in fact, in that.
Now, we've had a bit of trouble trying to track down a few of these people because I was down at the Cellars in Eastney, and it's actually going live there tonight. Steve Pitt and Steve Harding are down there.
Uh-huh.
And they actually led me to talk about Tony. They said he had a hairdressing salon
yes,
or something
right.
in the area here?
Yeah, it was in Gosport, yeah.
Yeah. Right. And, yeah, but is he still around in Gosport?
No, he's not in Gosport now. I think he'd be reasonably difficult to locate at the moment.
Do you know where he moved to?
I can't really say much about it. It was
okay.
a marital thing, you know.
Oh, right. But he's out the country, is he somewhere?
Well, somewhere.
Is he? Right. Well, I'm not sure that that's true. In fact, Phil, I'm not sure that's true because he's actually here.
Tony, you see how decent I am?
Right. We just introduced Phil and Bobby to Tony, who's come all the way from France to be here.
France?
Yep, that's where he lives.
Oh, I know, just next to Gosport.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, just over there. So Tony's with us now. Good evening,
hello,
Tony.
Good evening,
nice
Jeff.
To see you.
Nice
Hi.
To see you.
Yeah, now we're getting it bit by bit, I'll tell you. Is that all right for you, for a start?
Yeah, I'm just taken aback. You certainly drudged some people up.
I'll tell you, we're working well here. We've got the top roadies. We've got a few messages and all kinds of things. But we'll be going all through that. I'll tell you what, this is going to be a little bit Phil tonight, like car crash radio, as they call it. Because if we get callers on the line, we're going to interrupt the songs.
Yeah, do it,
we're going to do all kinds of things. We're going to play different artists that we think you like. We can't be sure, but we're going to pick a few out for you.
I saw your list, Jeff. Not all of it's true.
And we're going to pull a few of these out, but we'll try and do it. But talk us through. We'll play now a Gentle Giant song. Talk us through Knots, because we're going to play that for you now. How did that come about, and what circa was that era?
Yeah, that's from R.D. Lang's book, which was called Knots. I sort of adapted one of his verses. He was he was a very well-known psychotherapist.
Right.
And I was quite intrigued by his view on both words and the mind. And I adapted this little piece, and with Kerry, who is the main, I'd say, arranger and composer in the band, along with my brother Ray,
mm-hmm.
We sat down, and it's a convoluted idea. And as you can probably remember or hear it, I don't know, it's a convoluted bit of music. But it's got a lot of sense to it as well. It's
right.
just a nice bit of...
Okay. What we're going to do, Phil, if that's okay with you, we'll dot about across that.
Yeah.
We'll try and concentrate in the beginning about Simon Dupree and
sure.
the artists you play with and things like that, and a few of the stories, and get the anecdotes from Tony and others as well.
Yeah.
And we'll try and see what we can do for you there. And then we'll cut into Gentle Giant after that. But we've got several messages, things to do, just to tell everybody out there. 02392 845580. If you want to talk to Phil or Tony or any of the boys here on the line, we're more than happy to take the calls. You can send us an email, studio@expressfm.com. It's the Soft Rock Show with Jeff and Andy and producer Matt. We'll try and get it all together, but this is, as Phil quite rightly said, this is Knots.
All in all, each
And we are here on a Monday night, pleased to say that we've got great guests here all around the place. We'll try and teach to each and every one of them if we possibly can. What we're going to do now, talk to Phil and ask him a little bit about one of the groups that they toured with, because you selected a Beach Boys track here, Phil. Tell us about what the experience was like. Brian Wilson, considered to be, you know, a genius, but weird in his own way. Tell us a little bit about the experience of you playing and having them as the... They were presumably top of the bill.
Just about. Brian actually wasn't on that tour.
He had stopped touring,
I think, a little while before then. The problem they had was the fact that the musicians' union at the time had stopped backing bands actually coming in with them. There was some dispute going on. And, in fact, they had to, in fact, play themselves and also sing. Well, a lot of their harmonies were quite jazzy and complicated, and they found it difficult. And the big but is they could sing.
Sure.
Because...
So you had the two Wilson brothers, did you? Dennis and Carl.
Yeah, Carl was the...
Yeah, and Mike Love was there.
Mike Love, Jardine, Al Jardine, and one of the...
Bruce Johnson?
Bruce Johnson was playing keyboards, a bit of bass and that. But regardless of anything else, what we did find is that when we were doing sound checks and that, they did a lot of, if you like, unbacked stuff, and they could sing so well. Hmm. I mean, a variety of things which you wouldn't hear normally in a pop concert or a beat concert. They could do accidental stuff, high-lows, the four freshmen, very jazzy things as well. And it was a privilege to listen to them. They weren't particularly sociable, reasonable enough, but we got on, didn't we? We got on with ourselves.
Speak in there and put your headphones on, Tony, and then Tony the drummer. Yeah. What's your memory of their time with them?
Well, we couldn't get near them. They had all these minders, didn't they?
Yeah, a lot of butch minders, big guys, but... We did actually eventually get close. There's a couple of evenings where I think my missus was at one. We went to, I think it was a speakeasy.
Do you remember that, Bobby? Seeing the Beach Boys?
Yeah, it was at the speakeasy, and it was put on for the family, friends, girlfriends, wives. Yeah. And it was then, in fact, I think we actually played as well, if you remember.
The
guy who was Steptoe's son? Harry Corbett.
Yeah.
He introduced stuff.
Harry H. Corbett,
remember that?
Yeah.
And we actually started talking to them and that, but they were very, not with us particularly, but themselves, a little bit uptight. Mm. And it's apparently that was from day one. Mm. There was lots of petty jealousies amongst the brothers, petty jealousies from Al Jardine and various other people. But as Tony said, we didn't get too near them. The only... big thing we found was when we obviously opened the concert, a lot of people were a bit, if you like, cold towards us. They'd come to see the Beach Boys, you know, and that was quite something, you know. Mm.
Well, what we're going to do, we'll play a Beach Boys track, and then we'll come back and talk about some of the venues in Portsmouth that you played.
Oh, blimey.
Some of the legendary places there, because that's how the listeners can relate to it, saying, I danced to it, I saw it, or whatever it was there. Yeah. I'm going to play the 66 track from Pet Sounds, which is God Only Knows. Why did you select that one,
It's
Phil?
Just one of the loveliest numbers ever written, in fact.
Sure. Okay.
I second that.
Yeah, great. Well, we'll give you that one. This is God Only Knows from the Beach Boys, and then we'll come back talking to Phil and Tony. We are talking to Phil and to Tony from the wonderful Simon Dupree and the Big Sound. Now, we need to talk about some of these venues in town, if we could, and catch up with them. But I'll tell you what, before we do, looks like we've got a caller coming in there. So what we'll do is we'll pick the call up, and we'll play something that I'd like to do. Andy will just pick all these up, because the phones are going to be ringing all over the place. So if you pick that one up, Andy, for us. And we'll see what we can do, and we'll see who's possibly getting for us there. Okay. Now, before we do and talk about the venues, I just want to talk about one particular act, because I've got a message here for you, and it comes from this. Do you remember playing the ABC in Blackpool?
Oh, dear God, right. I know what you're going to say.
Right. Well, this is a message from somebody who actually can't be with us tonight. He's actually busy. But he says, will you give my best to all the Shulmans, Tony and everybody, and all members of Simon Dupree and the Big Sound? We had a wonderful time. It must have been a great experience for them, playing 200 places of people down in Portsmouth, to then see 2,000 people at the ABC. Signed, Gary Walker of the Walker Brothers.
You're joking.
I'm not. No, I've got it here.
We remember it.
Yeah.
We didn't have to perform, and nor did they. There was one solid... It was, what could you call it? Cacophony of screams for about, I suppose, 2.5 hours. No music. You didn't have to do anything. You couldn't do anything.
No.
They couldn't sing because nobody could hear them.
Yes.
We couldn't do anything. Tony had a bloody good night though under that under the van. Remember sleeping?
Yes.
We, honest to God, we couldn't afford a hotel.
Yes.
Yeah.
Some of us slept in the van. He slept under it.
Yeah. Right. So.
Yeah. Under our transit. But the gig itself was I mean, what can a band say? You turn up your gear, you put it all up. It's rather pointless, really.
Sure.
But yeah. They were definitely the scream band.
Yeah.
Is Gary, is he still sort of like talking to people and stuff?
Yeah, he talks to me.
That's nice, isn't it?
I'll tell you, I got the message
again,
today. He was really apologetic, you know. Sorry I can't be with you. I've got it all written down here. Yeah. Oh, you know, see, send the best there. So we're going to have a few of these, but Gary Walker is one of them from the Walker Brothers. So I'll tell you what we do. From 65, written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. Going to play this wonderful song. They would have done it that night, I'm sure. Make it easy on yourself.
Yeah.
Then we're going to talk about Indigo Vap. We're going to see who we're going to. I'll tell you what, Savoy, Rendezvous, Kimball's, we'll get them all. I'm sure the boys and Frank and everybody will give a word on there. They'll know. But let's play about the Walker Brothers,
Sure, here you go.